Rob Olshansky and two other experts recently reviewed disaster recovery efforts in Kobe, Japan, and Los Angeles over the last 10 years. Olshansky says long-term planning needs to begin with how to help people make the transition from shelters into more permanent housing.
Some of the things I've been hearing have been suggesting that a lot of the plans that have been kicked around are to put them in places that are far away. And I think we really need to try very hard to try and locate substantial areas that can be as close to New Orleans as possible.
Because I would assume that, building New Orleans again in the long term is pretty much dependent on, you know, when it is able to get repopulated.
Yes, that's true. And there's the long-term rebuilding is certainly going to be very complicated, and long is the operative word here. It'll probably take 5 to 10 years. The next couple of years, maybe 3 years, I think are going to be very difficult and very confusing for everybody. But even though it's going to take a long time, the time is now to lay the foundations for how that's going to be and what kind of process is going to be involved in making the important decisions. There are a lot of things that need to be done. The most obvious thing, and not really the easiest thing to do, is rebuilding infrastructure. Big engineering kinds of things. It's expensive, and it's important to be done right away, but those things are usually accomplished in the first year or so. More difficult is rebuilding housing. Privately owned housing, usually the people can, if they have insurance or other kinds of resources, they'll be next online. Privately owned houses by people with less resources take much longer, so that could be 5 years or maybe more. Rental housing is very complicated to try and adequately provide that for, you know, people who have less means. It involves a lot of creative financing, different kinds of programs, and these things take a very long time to do. And then through all of this, there's the whole issue of rebuilding a community, recreating economy, making jobs. The retail sector will follow after the residents start to move in, and all of those things take a long time to be done.
You cited a couple of previous disasters, the Kobe earthquake from a few years ago, and then 10 years ago, the earthquake that hit part of Los Angeles. What is it that sets New Orleans apart from those two disasters in the challenges and maybe opportunities they face in rebuilding?
In the case of Kobe, nobody suggested that it shouldn't be built in the place where it was. And in New Orleans, many people are suggesting, rightly so, that maybe it shouldn't be rebuilt in the place that it is. And I think another really important difference is there's a built-in moratorium right now. There's going to be several months in which nothing can happen. And so this is a really important time when we actually have the opportunity to try and make some of these long-term decisions to set the foundation for what's going to happen. And Kobe didn't have that luxury.
Is relocation for New Orleans a doable thing?
In my opinion, no. As an environmental planner, I agree with everybody who says that New Orleans is a really stupid place to put a city, that it simply shouldn't be there. But the fact is, it is there. And it's been there for a long time, and the people who live there are attached to it. There's a strong sense of place. Many people have invested in it, and I have no doubt that it's going to come back. It's going to come back in a lot of ways similar to what was there before, and there will also be a lot of key changes. But if you look at any kind of catastrophic disasters in history, they always come back. There are many reasons that says why a city is where it is, economic networks, social networks. There are many reasons why they're there. They always come back. There will be, I think, some key changes, some areas that will be improved in terms of housing. Maybe some of the particularly low-lying areas won't be built on. I think there will be many things that will be different about New Orleans. But basically, there will be a big city there that will pretty much do the same functions as it did before.
Rob Olshansky is a professor of urban planning at the University of Illinois. He says any New Orleans recovery will need the direct input and control of local residents. I'm Tom Rogers.